with you guys. Today is our first day back live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about it. I can't even. I'm busting at the seams. I barely could sleep. I'm so excited. I've been waiting on this moment because I missed you guys so much. We all have, every last one of us, the Doug and Don, the producers of BBSRadio.com. They are such troopers and so strong, you guys. I'm so glad to be part of such a strong team with everything that they have gone through in California, the many losses. Their strength continuously encourages me each and every day. They're so motivating, so positive. And look at where we are because of that type of mentality, positivity, never quitting. Nothing can stop you. This is where we are. We are live again on BBSRadio.com and over 30 other streaming stations, you guys. We are bigger than ever right now. Over 1 million plus listeners with all of the shows on BBSRadio.com. I'm just so delighted and so thankful to be linked up, connected divinely with these two amazing producers and dream go-getters. I'm just so excited. So anyway, I just had to give them that because I just love them so much. So anyway, today is a very, very, very busy day. We got something for everybody today. We got an author and also a general overseer of Church of God. Tim Hill is going to be talking about his brand new book, The Speed of Favor. I'm super glad about that because don't we want to know more about favor? We want to know how to get favor. How do you live in favor? How does God disperse favor? When can you get it? How long can you have it? We want to know all about that. We're going to ask him all of those questions. Also, we got my man, Dietrich Haddon, pastor, songwriter, R&B, gospel. I mean, he's writing children's songs. He's writing it all. He's got it all going on. And he's pastoring. He's a wonderful husband to my girl, Dominique. Love her. His children, they look like him. I mean, he's just an amazing guy. I'm so glad that we connected because he's got some new Christmas music that's out. Some may say it's a little controversial, so this is definitely a show you don't want to miss because he can sing and he can write. So what is the controversy all about? You got to tell your friends to tune in, all your coworkers. Y'all got to listen at your desk. Also, we got my girl, Gina G. You know she's joining us through all of this, and she's going to be sharing some funny with us and updating. We're going to talk and chit-chat, talk about Christmas, talk about everything. Then we got Ro James. He's going to be talking about his new project that's out and just how artistic he is and how different he is and how set apart. I just love this guy. He's pretty good. He's an R&B singer. Also, we got everybody on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team. We have Elizabeth Brooks, the fitness trainer, personal trainer. We have also, you know him, financial consultant Jeff Hill. He's going to be joining us. Also, we got minister and poet Estelle Gant. She's going to be joining us. So I'm super excited about everything that's going on. Can't you hear the excitement? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? My cheeks are about to bust. Anyway, without further ado, let's go on with the weather because I always do this. I want everybody to know what the weather's like. DC, we were cold as heck this morning. Now we are going up to a high of 48 and it is partly cloudy outside right now. Detroit, you are 36 degrees and you are partly cloudy as well. Your high is going to be, which is pretty good for you guys. Your high is going to be 40. I can handle Detroit right about now. That's where I'm from, for those of you that don't know. Richmond, Virginia, you are 42 degrees, mostly sunny today. And then you got a high of 50 that's coming about, which is great. Jacksonville, Florida, love you, Jacksonville. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Your high is going to be 67. Los Angeles, you are sunny, 52 degrees, and you are 73 high today. Don't we need to be in L.A., okay? Augusta, Georgia, you know I love you. iHeartRadio, Fats, and all of the crew. Pastor Eddie Harris, love you too. Partly cloudy, 52 degrees right now. You are going to be high at 59. And I can go on and on all around the country loving you. If I did not mention your country, your state, your city, all of that, know that I love you so much. And whatever the weather is, like I always say, today is a good day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm so happy. I just pray for the joy of the Lord to just shower the earth, that we just have one of those gut laughters that, you know, you just can't stop laughter. That's the joy. We need strength like that, especially with the time now. Say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need a really good, wholehearted laugh that can't stop, won't stop until God lifts that thing up. Anyway, That's what I'm praying for. But anyway, this is a great day for us all. And I just love you so much. Let's get the show started. We are right on time. And Tim Hill is joining us right now. Again, I say he is a general overseer of the Church of God. And he has How God Exceeds, Increases, and Accelerates Your Life, The Speed of Favor. Thank you for joining us, Tim Hill. How are you?
Well, Dr. Gina, I'm doing well. Merry Christmas, and it's great to be with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Can you tell the listeners a little bit how did you come up? Well, first of all, let me just let them know that you are a Charisma House author, and you have been, this book right here is something that the people really want to know about. Can you tell us how did you come up with the concept? How did the Lord drop this in your spirit?
Well, actually, back in 2012, I was making a transition in my life, not really knowing what ministry assignment I was about to go into, and the Lord awakened me early one Saturday morning and said, I'm bringing you into your Amos 9:13 season. I didn't even know what the Bible said in Amos 9:13, and I began to run study on it in reference, and I looked that up in the message, and here's what it says. Things will happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the next, you won't be able to keep up, and everywhere you look, blessings. Well, I just locked that away in my spirit, and I began to see one thing after the next, the favor of God, the blessings of God in my family, my ministry, my finance. Everywhere I looked, I just began to see the incredible favor of the Lord. And so that's the way it got started, and it turned into a book. Actually, it's become two books. The first rendition was called The Amos Paradigm, and then Charisma House got a hold of it and said, hey, we want to take a look at this. And they did, and now it's turned into about a 200-page book called The Speed of Favor.
Mm. Wow. Well, I know that is incredible for a lot of people that are listening. They are definitely looking for some kind of move of God very quickly. What would you even – so God had given you this Amos revelation, and he has been honoring that word spoken over you. What would you give to people that are really struggling right now with – wondering when and how, and is it ever going to happen? What kind of advice or encouragement can you give?
Thank you. Let's start with the basics. First of all, let's talk about a second here about what favor is not. Favor is not fantasy, and favor is not magic. I still get wet when it rains, and my car still needs new tires every now and then. The kids, when they were little, need braces for their teeth. You know, so favor is not this fantasy world. But what favor actually is the outflow of our Heavenly Father's delight in those who take pleasure in Him. David said in Psalms 37:4, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And one of the things that I talk about in this book is the speed of favor. You know, light travels at 186,282 miles per second. Sound travels at the speed of 761.2 miles per hour. But the speed of favor is at the speed of already. And in this book, I talk about the already factor. There's a little passage in Exodus 1:5 that talks about Joseph and his brothers coming down to Egypt. The Bible said, in parentheses, in the old King James Version, you see this in parentheses, it says Joseph was in Egypt already. Before Pharaoh knew he had a problem, God already had an answer in Egypt. Before the famine manifested itself, the man who would lead them out of this famine, God had already put him there. So there is this thing in favor called the already factor. What explains the coin in the mouth of a fish? When the disciples needed to pay their taxes, Jesus said, go to the seashore, and the first fish you pick up, there's a coin in its mouth. Take that coin and pay your tax bill. It's the already factor. What explains the ram caught in the brush when Abraham was ready to kill Isaac? But by the time they got to the top of Mount Moriah, God already had the ram there so Isaac wouldn't have to die. It's the already factor. Jesus said to his disciples one day, I want to feed these people. The multitudes were there, 5,000 men plus the women and the children. He looked at Philip and said, where can we get bread that these may eat? Philip said, I don't know. We can't get the job done. But the Bible says, in the book of Luke, I believe, the Bible says that Jesus asked this of Philip because he himself already knew what he was going to do. And so I want to tell your listeners today that there is this thing in favor called the already factor, that God has already made provision. It's not something you have to go looking for. It's not something you have to compete with someone else to get. When you delight yourself in the Lord, favor is flowing in the direction of God's people.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope this encourages people to know this, because, you know, a lot of people are really struggling right now, and that should be a word of encouragement, at least some instruction for people to go and start, you know, studying about that, asking God about that, what's next for them and all of that. But this here, the speed of favor. So once you're in this favor, what is one's mind supposed to be set? Is there like a certain, has God developed you at this point? Is there some other instruction that you can give someone that's starting to see this thing happen right now and they're actually living it? Is there some changes, adjustments that they need to make?
Yeah, there are three key things that I write about in this book. First of all, out of Amos 9:13, and that's the passage that this book is written around, Amos 9:13. The old language talks about a time when the plowman overtakes the reaper, that as soon as you sow seed in the ground, it's already time to reap the harvest. But there are three key things. First of all, the Lord said, I will exceed all you expect. I will exceed all you expect. And Dr. Gina, in this world today, your listeners are dealing with a world of dismal expectations. We have lost in a lot of places the ability to expect great things. There is so much pessimism out there anymore. But the Lord has put in my spirit, it's time to believe that He will exceed all we expect. And then He said, I will increase all you invest. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will I cause men to give unto your bosom. But here's the key thing of this verse. In this verse, there is the promise that God will accelerate, that's a key word, He will accelerate, hasten, the impact of time in order to fulfill His kingdom purpose in us. So what do I have to do? First of all, I have to delight myself in the Lord. Every day He has to be walking with me, and I have to be walking with Him. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. So this does not happen without relationship. I have to be walking with Him. Secondly, I have to expect, my faith has to increase. And I have to believe that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God. Now, that doesn't take away the fact that there are going to be struggles and difficulties in life. David is an example of that. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 30 that David experienced an incredibly difficult day. He lost his house, he lost his treasure, he lost his family, all in one day because the enemy came against him. But he gives us a great remedy here. The Bible tells us that David wept. There was a time of weeping. But then David waited in the presence of the Lord. He got direction from God. Then he worshiped. And in worship, he encouraged himself in the Lord. So that's another key component. Don't lose your song. Don't lose your praise. But then, and most importantly, David went to war, knowing that he was the favorite of God. And then lastly, he won the battle. So I call it the five W's of success. He wept, he waited, he worshiped, he went to war, but then he won. And as we walk in the favor of God, according to Amos 9:13 and Psalms 37:4, delight ourselves in the Lord, we're going to win some incredible victories in 2019. I really believe that.
Well, I believe it with you. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and get all your info, your books and everything. Let everybody know where you are on social media and your
contact. Well, first
contact.
Of all, thank you. Absolutely. The book is available right now through pre-order on Amazon.com. It hits the streets, as we say, on January the 8th, and it's available in Kindle. It's available, of course, in print. But if they want to follow me and get in touch with me, I'm all over social media, Bishop Tim Hill. And my web address, if they'd like to follow me there, is bishoptimothymhill.org. bishoptimothymhill.org. Love to have people follow me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tim Hill. And you know what? You are always welcome to come and join us, because we need this type of encouragement and faith and just to, you know, sowing that seed for some of the people that are just been living hopeless for so long. There is favor with God. And we thank you so much for writing all about it. Tim Hill, you guys, go and follow him and check him out. Go get this book. If you are walking in something right now and you're waiting on your breakthrough or just waiting on the promise of God, promises of God to manifest, go check out Tim Hill. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Merry Christmas. All right, you guys. So we got Gina G now. Come on, girl. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Dr. Gina?
Girl, aren't you excited about being back on air? That's all I know.
Gosh, I'm so excited. We are live right now. Anything can happen. We're so live.
Girl, I honestly could not even tell you. Like, I really just didn't even know how to act today. I just didn't even know. I mean, between taking a break because of the Christmas holiday and coming back on air, I don't know what to do with myself.
I know. I'm just so excited. I'm glad everybody is okay. And I'm just glad Dr. Gina's radio chat is up and running and that we are important enough to be, you know, to keep going, for them to want to keep going with us through everything that happened. And it's just, this is a blessing. I'm just excited about today and in the future of 2019.
Girl, it's just the fact that the people want Dr. Gina's radio chat, BBS radio, all the other stations, our family networks. This is so good. It's just a good thing. So what have you been up to?
What have I not been up to? Let me tell you something. Right when you on the curve of thinking that you about to give up, the good Lord be like, I got some stuff for you. I just came back from a trip to California. And that was just life-changing. I hadn't been home in 5 years. So to go back and kill the stages like I did, it was just unbelievable. Friday night, the Comedy Union was off the chain. Saturday, I went to the J-Spot, which is my home club where I started as the waitress / comedian. And J. Anthony Brown actually came on stage when I was done performing and said these remarkable, remarkable words to me and the audience, which I have on video. I'm so excited that I got that on video. And Sunday, I did Emmanuel Praise Church. I did a hair show. It was a gospel hair show to raise money for them to go and minister in Guyana. So I'm hoping they met their goal. So I hosted that on Sunday in Rancho Cucamonga, and Michael Vick was there. And it was just a wonderful event. So I've been very, I've been busy, thank God. And I'm just so ready. I'm so ready for 2019 and what's in store for, you know, for me, for you, for Dr. Gina's radio chat, BBS. I'm just excited about everything, if that makes sense. If I can be excited about everything.
Everybody should be excited because this is a new time and season and everything is just so fresh and new and just exciting. I'm just, you know, motivated by the turns of events. People are finding out different ways and different things that suit them. It's so tempting to be out here and try to keep up with what everybody else is doing and what they are doing for them, you know, their idea or their vision. And when you just step out there and say, you know what, I don't have to look like this, I don't have to sound like this, and then God gives you your own steps. Right. Like he said that he will, you know, your steps are ordered by him and you got your own identity and your identity is in him. He's just going to do the doggone thing. So tell us, and I'm so excited about that. Tell us about something that's trending right now. Give us some updates.
Well, let me give you one of the biggest updates, which I don't even know why we in these people's business. But the biggest update right now is Cardi B and Offset. Oh, my goodness. Cardi B, Offset has cheated on Cardi B. We've had his mistress go on social media crying and apologize. And we've had Offset show up at her show unexpectedly with all these flowers and, you know, take me back, Cardi. And Cardi right now is not trying to hear it. So I want to know what is your thoughts on that, Dr. Gina? When you feel like a man has, you're in a marriage, you guys are young, you just had a baby, you guys are rich, and he cheats, but he is trying to make amends and apologize. Is that something? Would you take him back, or would you make him suffer?
The only thing about that is that I would do whatever God would want me to do. That's the, you know, easy question for me. But if I was not, like, depending on him, like a lot of people still aren't, unfortunately, if I was just depending on my own understanding, I would probably, it depends on how often it happened. Okay. How often it happened? Is this just how we started off? Is there any changes going to happen? Do you want to change? I think I would start off with a conversation. That's the best that I can say. And then I would have just have to see, you know, if your apology is, you know, is it life changing? If your apology is not life changing, then I don't really know what's the point. We'll just keep on going in circles. So I don't know. I don't know about that. But I'm gonna ask Dietrich, because guess what? Pastor Dietrich Hatton is on, and he got a song with producer Zay Tovin on, and we got to ask him all these kind of questions. What's up, Dietrich?
Let me make sure I can answer these questions. Sound like some hard questions. What's going on? How you doing,
guys? Well, first of all, let me give you the proper due. This is Pastor, songwriter of every kind, R&B, gospel first and foremost, entertainer, artist, fashion extraordinaire. I can't even, a father, a wonderful husband to my girl, Dominique. I mean, he is just, does it all. So let me just give you the proper due worldwide here so they can know Dietrich Hatton is his name. If you haven't, but I don't know if you, I don't even believe you hadn't heard him, but just in case you didn't, Dietrich Hatton.
Y'all just call me Dietrich. Call me Dietrich. No problem.
Yeah, you fam now. So listen, I mean, we were talking about the Cardi B situation, her and Offset, and Gina G just gave us some trending tea about that, which is all over. But before we get into you answering that question, we want to know about this new song. And actually, I want to take a moment because I want everybody to hear it. It's called Christmas Prayer. Can you tell everybody before producer Doug plays it, who produced the song? How long has it been out?
Well, it's produced by Zay Tovin, brother of mine, but he's one of the biggest secular producers out there in the game right now. He's has so many hits out there. He's produced hits for the Migos, Drake, Gucci Mane, all of Gucci Mane's hits, all of Future's hits, most of Future's hits. I mean, they call him the godfather of trap. He's one of the inventors of the sound. He happens to be a born-again believer and love gospel music, and I happen to be one of his favorite artists of all time. He told me, Dietrich, whenever any of your records came out, I'm the first at the store to get it for years. And once we connected, we were like, hey, brothers, it was automatic, you know? And so we decided, he texted me one morning and said, man, let's do a Christmas record together. And let that be the first thing that we do together, because we get ready to do some great things in 2019. And so I went to Atlanta and we got the record done in 1 week. And the first song we recorded was this song you're about to hear. It was the first song when I first walked in the studio and he started to play the piano. I wrote these lyrics. Check it out. It's called Christmas Prayer.
All right.
This is my Christmas
pray for all the kids that are unfortunate and all the kids who don't have things. And I pray that you would just give them the heart to believe in you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
This
Amen.
Is my Christmas prayer. Then love me in the air. Let the lonely know you care.
You know, when we decided to make a Christmas record, we wanted to do all original music. You know, it's always good to have the Christmas classics, but on this record we said, let's do something fresh, let's sing a new song, let's do something different. And you know, the true essence of Christmas is all about giving to those that need help. That's what God did for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to us because we needed his help. And so that's the essence of what Christmas is. So we got, on this song, we wanted to make sure people knew that you got to stay focused on what the true essence of Christmas is all about.
Wow. This is, you know what? I'm telling you, Gina, I can hear this like forever and ever and ever. It's just going to continue to be a hit. Because it's so true. And yeah, like people need this for their own selves, but it's just a reminder of what this season is all about. So fresh. The beat is hot. What you thought about it, Gina?
Honey, this is my Christmas prayer.
So listen, Dietrich, listen, everybody now, you know, you have been spreading this word out about the new music and you and Zaytoven, how you guys got together. And there's so much more for us to look for from you. You've always been out of the box, unorthodox. And it was something that you said that really just brought this question up. You were like, in an interview I heard you were saying, you know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but you were describing how you are, but you were saying, but I can also be churchy. And when I say churchy, when I ask you this, I always think of like religious and really traditional and things. When was that moment? Because I know you grew up in somewhat of a traditional, you know, just a setting like that. And so did I. But what was that moment that you realized that something got to be free with this? Like, when did you get that moment for yourself?
Oh, that's a deep question, Gina. Really deep. I'm a PK, been in church all my life, dealt with church stuff all my life. So I know how to be churchy. When I say that, I know all church lingo, church etiquette, church stuff, protocol. I know it all. But none of that could help me when I went through the toughest season of my life. All the traditions and rudiments and all the extra stuff couldn't help me. I had to lock in on my relationship with God when I went through the toughest season of my life. And I realized that you can't depend on people and you can't depend on a bunch of fake phony stuff to get you through.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need something real. You're going to need somebody around you that's real that can help you move forward. And I think it was when I, like I said, went through the toughest season of my life, that's when I realized, okay, you know what? There's really nobody around here to help me. And all this bucking and shouting and church lingo and all this stuff can't help me. You know, I need to lock in on what I know, you know, and that's what brought me out, my relationship with God.
That's what I was going to say, your relationship with him. And that's so key. And I know in Hill, your church is Hill City. And you guys are just, every time I see a clip of you and your services, you just look so free. The people look so free and they look so like they just are hungry for so much more. What is that environment like with you? Just going out there with being non-traditional, and I'm going to get into the song that everybody's talking about in a minute. I'm just trying to prepare you. But what is that like for them to see you?
Our church is a balance of both worlds, you know, because I believe that, you know, you got to have some good soul stirring preaching. You know, I believe in teaching, but not too much where you don't get the preaching, because the preaching is what really impacted my life, the preaching of the gospel. So I kind of preach, you know, and I believe in holiness. I believe in the foundational things that the Word of God teaches us, but I also believe that people ought to be themselves. I don't think people
get saved to become zombies, and everybody acts the same, talks the same, looks the same, everything. Jesus told Peter and John, he said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. In other words, I'm not going to erase who you are and what you've learned. I'm going to just redirect your purpose and use it for my glory. You won't just be fishing for your own stomach, but you'll be fishing to add souls to the kingdom. So I believe people should be uniquely, be unique, be themselves, you know, and serve God at the same time. It's possible, and it's happening in Hill City Church. We don't really play religious games. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you was going to say you don't play religious games. Go ahead.
No, we don't go through all that. We're real people at my church, real people. As a matter of fact, I teach it. I tell people, listen to gospel music, worship God, but also listen to your secular music, as long as it don't lead you down the wrong path, you know, as long as it don't motivate you to sin. Enjoy it. There's a soundtrack to every moment of your life. It's okay to enjoy it. And see, a lot of people don't understand that about me, but I studied the word for myself, and I teach the truth according to the word of God, you know, mm-hmm. And our people are liberated as a result of it, but they have a strong foundation in their relationship with God. We have mm-hmm. a lot of people that can know how to enjoy themselves, but they'll cast the devil out you at the same time. So you got to watch them. Don't let them fool you, you know?
Right. And so, see, that is the thing about having your own sound, like you had said, and how, you know, you're breaking the thing about the cycle of, okay, you got to sound like this. Everybody got to learn how to preach like this. Everybody got to, if you're going to be a teacher, you got to teach like this. You got to sound like this. But I've learned that God is really showing up a lot of, as far as you having your own sound and not just carbon copying the same thing over and over again, and to be unique. And that's what I love about it, because when you say that you teach the word and it's the truth, you can actually see people coming into their true identity with that, and also allowing God to use the gifts that he's given them, the creativity and things like that. And we can see so much more colorful views at that point through the truth, through different vessels. So, which brings me to you being so talented in writing music. I mean, I joked about it earlier when I was introducing you earlier, before you came on. I was like, he's probably going to write a you know, kid songs, write some kid books. I don't know. He's just going to write everything. So I just want to know, when you started writing this song, this love song to Dominique, okay, and now it's out there in the R&B circuit, and it's, you know, you got some Christian folks that's a little, you know, hesitant, like they confused, Dietrich. How can you explain? I get it, and, you know, we get it here, but can you explain to some of the people that, like, what, he got an R&B song? Tell everybody about how that song came about and the name of it.
The song is called Make Love on Christmas, and the song is designed for making love. The song is designed to prepare your atmosphere for making love with your significant other. That's what it is. And so I'm not really here to explain myself. I take this opportunity to teach church people the truth of the word of God. The first thing he told you to do before he told you to do anything, he told Adam and Eve, he said, y'all go have as much sex as you want. Enjoy yourself. He said, be fruitful and multiply. That's the first thing God told human beings to do. And I don't know how sex has become so taboo, and sex has become equivalent to sin. That's wrong. And so when they see somebody liberated and free and write a song about sex, they don't understand it. But hey, that's because your pastor didn't teach you the truth. And that ain't my fault that you're bound and you don't believe in making love to your wife. And that ain't my fault. We're free. But the truth of the matter is, Dr. Gina, the truth of the matter is, after everybody, preach, teach, prophesy, lay hands, shout, speak in tongues, they all, if they're married, they're going to make love.
Yeah.
They're going to have sex. Some people are going to do it the right way. Some people are going to do it the wrong way, but they're going to do it.
And then depending on if they like it at all, Dietrich, you got some people that just use that as an excuse because they don't really like it at all. But for those that love to have sex.
I feel sorry for them. I feel so sorry for them to deprive themselves of the most beautiful thing that God has ever created on the planet Earth. I can't help them.
Because you can't relate. That's why. All you can do is tell them that, hey, if you like it, you can. This is what God says about it. Gina G, well, you know, you need to get this project, because you married, and you know, I know you and your hubby, y'all can really, this is a good song. I heard it. It's nice.
Right. So now, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But let me ask you something, Dietrich. Let me ask you something. So now that we got that out of the way, and what's the name of the song? So everybody that want to know, what's the name of the song?
Oh, it's called Make Love on Christmas. It's on the Greatest Gift. That's the name of the name of the record is called Greatest Gift by Zaytoven and Dietrich Haddon. And one of the songs on there is called Make Love on Christmas. Another good song is called Holiday Vacation that you can enjoy listening to with your significant other. Some great music on there. We wanted to make an album that was balanced, not only just spiritual but natural at the same time. Something everybody can enjoy, whether you want to just really get connect spiritually or if you want to connect with your significant other naturally. We wanted to make a balanced record. And I think that's what I'm going to be doing from now on on all my records, to help people out, you know, because they think we walk around in the clouds all day. They think we walk around speaking in tongues all day, like we don't have a life, like we don't have we don't have love in our life. We don't have pain in our life. Like we don't have other emotions that go on as we live this life. And so it's our responsibility to give people a real perspective of who we are as believers. See, the reason why a lot of people are confused is because we've only been giving people one layer of who we are. Yes, we're spiritual people. Yes, we're holy people. Yes, we're people that seek the Lord. But we're also people that have family. We make love. We're people that get upset. We get angry. We're people that deal with every emotion that anybody else goes through. The only difference with us as believers is we go to God for the solution for our problem. We try our best to seek God's wisdom to handle our matters instead of dealing with it in our own strength. You see?
I get it. Now listen, now I want to ask you this question, and then I'm not going to hold you because I know you're busy doing all kind of things, and we just appreciate you taking time to talk to the listeners all over the world about your new project and what, I mean, the ministry and the truth of the gospel, period, and just to set us, you know, so many free from the bondage. Listen, the people that are single, I know you're targeting married people, but what are you doing with, like, what is your suggestion with people that are single that do want to, they do like having sex, but they don't because they obeying God and they're sticking to their promise to Him, waiting on their spouse. What do you teach about marriage? Because it seemed like it's a drought in that. Like, what would you say to people in encouraging single folks out there that want to be married and have sex?
You said there. You seem like there's a drought in what? Marriage?
I mean, in marriage, like people getting married, you know, and being excited about getting married. I don't know. I guess I talk to a lot of single people and they're like, you know, waiting and things like that. What would you tell them?
I would tell them marriage is honorable before God, and it's something that He wants for you. And marriage is God's best for you, because making love or having sex any outside of marriage is not God's best for you. Mm-hmm. So you're just having soul ties with a bunch of different people and never really having a connection and building something with a partner, a life partner. So you're missing out. That's the deception in this generation, that marriage is bad. But if you find your soulmate and find the one that's your rib for your life, you're going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much joy. I love spending time with my wife, Dominique. I love making love to her. I love everything about her. And I think the problem is we don't celebrate that enough.
I agree. That's exactly my point. It's not celebrated enough. And that's why I love watching you and Dominique. I keep saying y'all need to have a show. Somebody listening, go and get in touch with them and look at all of their stuff, because they are the bomb. I watch y'all all the time on the stories. I'll be like, dang, I hope they don't think I'm stalking. But I love watching y'all because you guys really are just so fresh and so free and so lovey-dovey and just, you know, and then Dominique doesn't always, she's not a yes person. She's like, you know, she's got her own identity, but then y'all are so great together. It's just amazing. It's amazing. I agree with you, Dietrich. 100%.
So I would tell the singles to hold on. Hold on as much as you can and ask God to send that one that's your soulmate. If you fall short, just ask God for forgiveness and get back on track and press your way on. You know, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. I mean, nobody's perfect. Me and Dominique, we had a baby out of wedlock before we were married. So I'm not here to judge people. I know what I did was when I was wrong, I knew I was wrong, and I asked God to forgive me, and I took the necessary steps to correct my life. I realized, okay, I'm making love to her. We enjoy each other. Why am I not married to her? You know, I love being around her. She makes me happy. I make her happy. I'm going to ask for her hand in marriage. That's what I'm going to do. God, if you have mercy on me, give me the grace. I'm going to do that because I want to be right in your sight. And when I did it, it's just been a blessing to my entire life. Now we're blessed with three kids, not just one, but three, a beautiful life. We're connected, and it's a wonderful thing. So it's really
simple. It is awesome. It is really awesome. God really, really blessed you with that union. And I just would love at one point to have you on again to talk about marriage and stuff and just how important it is to God and how breathtaking and refreshing it is, but how beneficial and a blessing it is because you have just increased so much since you guys got married, and the blessing in that choice and that decision to do what you did, and you proposed to her on Christmas Day, right?
I sure did. That's why I tell people it's mating season at the Haddon House. We make love on Christmas.
Well,
we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. That's number one. But we still never going to make some good love. Amen.
Well, listen, amen. And listen, I know Dominique, y'all be traveling and stuff. Dominique, tell us, say hello. I don't want to hold you up from your beautiful wife. And the kids must be at school. I don't know. But thank you so much, Dietrich. How can everybody follow you and purchase the music?
Oh, just follow me on Instagram. That's where I hang out at. Instagram, that's D-H-A-D-D-Y, D Hattie. And I've got the blue check there on Facebook, Dietrich Haddon. I'm everywhere. You can't miss me, all right? And Dr.
You cannot
Nina, anytime,
miss him.
Love you. I love you, and thanks for having me on.
You are so welcome. And Dietrich, one more thing. Where can people purchase the music? Is it on iTunes? Where is it?
Yes, it was released digitally. So you can get it wherever you get your music, however you download your music. So if it's on any of your phone, your smartphones, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, however you get your music, it's available there. Dietrich Haddon and Zaytoven, Greatest Gift.
All right. Well, you heard it from the man himself. Thank you so much, Dietrich, for joining us and letting us hear your hit, brand new Christmas song. Everybody needs to go get that right now. Christmas is right around the corner. Go ahead and start playing it. Take it to your family. Download it. Do all of that so everybody can hear
Dr.
it. It
Dana,
is a hit. Yes.
Play that Make Love on Christmas and bless all the saints. They just don't bless them real good. Play that one. See what they do with it.
Gina, he wants us to play it. We're going to play it next Wednesday. On
all
air.
Right.
All right, hon. Thank you so much, Dietrich.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you guys. Listen, we got Gina. We got Elizabeth Brooks joining us. Elizabeth, what's going on, girl? Elizabeth Brooks. Gina, until he come on, what you think
you
about
me?
Dietrich?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. We can hear
okay.
you. Gina G.
How you guys doing?
We're
yeah,
doing good,
so
girl. We just got off
with
Dietrich, so I was trying to... I was listening to
some of that. That was a real blessing. And having been married 26 years myself, it is a blessing, and it is you know, it's a lot of sacrifice and it's a lot of work. So it shouldn't be romanticized, but it can be a blessing if it's the right thing. But I'm excited about
being on
today.
Air. Haven't you missed being on air with us, girl?
I have. And I have this whole list of stuff that I want to talk about, but I'm only going to talk about one thing today.
Just and one thing, because we got Jeff Hill and Estelle, and I just wanted everybody to get you on because I wanted you to come on as soon as you can and get back on schedule so they can hear all of that. And then instead of 5 minutes, we're going to do 10 minutes so you can get it all out.
Okay, that's great. Well, I've been thinking so much, and believe it or not, it's only 2 weeks left in this year. And because I work with people every day, and people always tell me about their goals and, you know, aspirations for their bodies and where we want our bodies to be, you know, I talk to people about their goals a lot. But this year, I wanted, is particularly around this time of year. You know, at the beginning of the year, in about 3 weeks, my phone is going to be ringing off the hook. Everybody's going to be talking about, oh, I want to get with you because I got this goal, got this resolution. And I wanted to just go back and just take a spiritual moment and stop for a second and see if I can get everybody to reflect on some things. I'm going to ask some questions, you know, and I wanted to just reflect on our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others, and more importantly, our relationship with God. And ask ourselves, am I growing in the things of fitness, or am I in need of being taught when I should be teaching? You know, a lot of us have been in fitness for a long time, and some people go in and out, you know, sometimes I'm working out 3 times a week, sometimes I'm not working at all. Oh my God, I got this gym membership, but I'm not going to the gym. And I wanted to just take a moment and get everybody to stop for a second and ask yourself, not think about what resolutions or what goals we have for the future, but ask ourselves, am I growing in the things of fitness? And I think that, you know, it's time for us to, you know, kind of get past the elementary things of fitness that we're always talking about. You know, right. Some of those elementary things that fitness is, first of all, am I working out? You know, I mean, everybody has been hearing this. We get the messages through the TV, through, you know, the internet, how important exercise is in our life, how important it is for us to have good nutrition. Am I actually doing the things that I have been hearing? And if I'm doing those things that I've been hearing, I should be growing. I should be past the elementary things of fitness, working out 3 times a week. That's elementary stuff.
Right.
That's basic stuff, okay? I should be building on those things, onto those things. Those are foundational issues. Am I doing weight training 2 to 3 times a week? That's elementary basic stuff. I can't tell you how many times when I look at the internet and when I look at articles in the newspaper and through other sources, that they're constantly reiterating the same things over and over and over again. You should be working out. You should be doing cardio. You should be doing weight training 2 to 3 times a week. Am I drinking the minimum amount of water I should be drinking every day? You know,
Elizabeth, with all of that being said, they need to do like a general check, like a list of things that they know. It's like, you already know what you're supposed to be doing. So you need to write a list of the things that you know or heard or thought you should be doing, and then check to see if you're doing them or not. And if you're not doing them and doing them, then are you willing to go the extra mile to do them? So you pretty much want them to be ready before they call you this year. Like myself,
do your own checklist. I love that what you just said. And that's what we're talking about today. And here's the checklist. Can you check these things off?
Right. How can everybody get in touch with you to get more of that information?
Okay, remember that you can reach out to me through email at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can, go to my website, which is www.thinkingcorrectly.com, and let's see if we can grow in those elementary things of fitness and move past the basic stuff and add on to those things and start becoming really, you know, advanced in our thinking relating to fitness.
Absolutely. You know, I've got nothing but love for you, and I've been missing you so much. Merry Christmas to you, Elizabeth, and you
Merry
are back
Christmas.
On schedule the 1st of January. We're going to give 10 minutes so we can see what everybody's saying at this point. Now, we done
that
gave you instructions.
Great.
Now, what you going to do with it, y'all? Come on now.
That's
let's
right.
get fit
That's
2019.
Right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Love
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Love you too.
Listen,
right,
Gina
bye-bye.
G, we're going to get ready for the Roe James interview real quick. And then I wish that we can ask him the question, what should Cardi B do? But listen, Roe James is coming up right now. All right, we got Roe James with us right here at the family reunion in Augusta, Georgia. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you doing?
All right. Yes, green light is hot. Everything you do is hot. You just give us a vibe of so many, like, just artists.
But you
are in a zone on your own lane.
Yep.
Yes, tell us what's coming up next for you.
My album comes out on my birthday, November 19th.
Oh!
Scorpios, you know what I'm saying?
Hey!
Gina G, what you got to say? You only got a couple minutes.
I mean, just with the success of Greenlight, I mean, did you see it coming? Did you know? Did you feel it when you was in the studio?
Did you know that everybody was going to be making babies off of that?
I didn't know that was going to be the one, but I knew that whatever I put out was going to be great.
Oh, confidence. You know I love so, yeah. that. What can you tell all of the artists that's out there, they don't know how to get started, what to do? Man, what you going to tell them real quick?
Be yourself. Don't let nobody change you. That's tell cool. your story. You have given your story, your life, all your experience for a reason for you to tell your story. So don't tell nobody else's and don't nobody else tell you what type of artist to be.
Bam, bam, bam. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Find me, Ro James XIX. That's ROJAMESXIX everywhere.
You're going to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat and talk to us for have a conversation.
Yeah. Remind me.
Okay, I got to get your information from them. Okay, no problem. We're going to take a picture real quick.
Come on, everybody. Look
bam. Bam. We normally don't do this, but we're going to do it for you. We don't do two bits. We do a whole. We do 15.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Let me know. I'll pull up. Let me
oh,
know.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't you, Gina G?
I do. It was so fun. That whole everything was fun. The whole day was fun. But he just had this real good look about him. He just looked like D'Angelo slash Prince slash somebody we don't know yet. Andre 3000. He had a little bit of everything.
I know. I know. He was just dope.
He was just dope.
I mean, but that's why I love Dietrich too, because his style and that, I just love when you can just come out like you just do your thing. I love that. That is just so important. I guess because I'm an artsy person. I'm really like abstract and colors and throwing stuff. I've always been like that. Like I'm just not, I mean, I love Nordstrom's and stuff like that, but if I can't find like really, really like I just feel like when I go to like boutiques and stuff like that, go to New York and find these like stores that don't nobody know about and put stuff together, I just feel like I done did something. It's easy to go to the store and see it put together, or you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. I just like that look.
I do too.
Well, we don't know what we should do. Now, well, Jeff is on now. He's gonna give us a couple of seconds of what he's been up to. Jeff, where you been at? How you doing?
Man, listen, I am doing well. I'm actually in the gym right now on the treadmill because, again, to the last person, you have to be accountable for it, you know? So I talk a lot about fitness in the financial world, as most people do when it comes to the health, because, again, it's the same set of disciplines and principles, especially when you look at coming into 2019. So, of course, you know, for the people who are new to this, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group, and this is Financial 5. So today I do financial 5 minutes.
We only got a couple of minutes, Jeff, today. I just wanted everybody to come on and just give somebody something to think about. And then we're going to bring you back on and, you know, your regular time. But we just wanted to hurry up and get everybody in just that haven't been able to just say hello to the good people. So what do you have to give to the people just to think about during this holiday season? And what should they be prepared for? And just a briefing, like what you, because I want them to contact you and help you, and you help them with their finances. So after you done spent all your money already, now what?
No, so this is what I don't want you to do. Don't go broke for Christmas. So first rule of 2019, don't go broke in Christmas of 2018, okay? Because again, if you come in with no money, it's kind of hard to put some plans in place. So that was a message that I wanted the people to have is do not go broke for Christmas. I understand that you want to give your loved one something, but good gosh, you're going to pay for it until April. And all of a sudden, now you're 4 months in, it's still getting out of the last year. So be smarter about the decisions that you make financially. Have a conversation with your kids about money. That's the first thing you need to be doing so they understand the value of dollar. And if they do, make them work for it. Make them work for it.
Well, how can they get in touch with you? Because that makes sense. And I agree with you. My son works for his. He do the dishes and everything. Yours too, don't Jimmy, Gina? I don't know where Jimmy went.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Okay, well, tell everybody, Jeff, where they can find you.
On Facebook, The Hill Financial Group, Inc., or you can follow me on Instagram, Jeff, HFGINC, HFGINC. And as always, you can send me a text message or call me, 501-291-0708. I do answer the phone, and if I don't, I'll get right back with you.
I love Jeff Hill. Go ahead, financial consultants. Make us all rich. Come on now. Give us those instructions so we can be blessing people all over the world. Thank you, Jeff. You're going to be back on your regular schedule. Are you excited that we're back on live now?
Heck yeah. I've been waiting on this.
I know, right? We miss you guys so much. Okay. All right, Jeff. Until next month, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes, ma'am. You too, ladies. Have a good one.
Love you. Okay. Estelle Brooks. I'm going to mix Elizabeth Brooks and Estelle's name together. Estelle Monroe Gant, minister and poet. What's going on, girl?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? How are you?
Nothing, girl. You know, we only got an hour, so it's like trying to get back in the swing of things and keeping track of the time and stuff. Girl, we're so glad to be back on. Are you?
I am excited. I am very excited. And this show was nothing less than awesome on today. I mean, You knocked it out the box.
Oh, bless your heart. I love you. So what can we look for in 2019 from the spoken word coming from you?
Well, in 2019, I'm looking to take it to the next level. Some of these life issues, because we got too many people committing suicide and too many lonely and broken hearts around here. So that's my focus.
Well, we love it and we miss it. Don't we, Gina?
Sure do. I ain't snapped in a while.
Thank God for that. Well, still, tell everybody in the meantime, where can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me. I'm on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant, and also I'm on Twitter at For Real Gant, the number 4 Real Gant, GANTT. And you can reach me on social media anytime.
All right. Follow my girl. I love you. And those that are near Detroit, I don't know if she's taking any new clients because she seems booked all the time, which I was thinking about you today. And just reminding myself, just reminiscing about when I used to do nails. And I was just thinking about, like, gosh, I wonder if we had ever crossed paths during that time, we probably would have still been the best of friends. Like, you doing the hair, me doing the nails. I just was fantasizing about it a little bit. Like, dang, I wish I had an opportunity when I was flipping files to do hair with her to do nails with her while she flipping curling irons. having church right in the salon.
you know it, and you know it, and see, you got all the gifts.
Girl, it's just you too, girl. We just Gina G, she's acting and all that. Anyway, girl, listen, can't wait to have you on the first of the year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We are waiting for this hot material. Can't wait. Just bless us when you come back, okay?
I definitely will.
All right, guys. All right. All right, love you. Okay, Gina G. So we got the close of the hour, girl, and I don't know what you doing. What are you doing over there?
I am here listening to this show.
So what's
going? Letting everybody get on. We don't have enough time.
I know. So to answer your question, would I do? Would I forgive? More than likely, if it isn't like a repetitive situation and I just got to the end of my rope, I probably would forgive. I don't know why people trying to just break up a home. I mean, people mess up all the time, and some of these people that's making these comments have either been cheated on themselves or dated somebody that was with somebody else, or, you know, I don't know. I just think that everybody should just mind their business and let the girl do what she feel best for her and her family.
Right. I agree. I believe she should take him back. That is just my belief. I believe we need to break these traditions of a broken home. He has a daughter. He actually has other kids, but he has a daughter with his wife. And I believe that when you take your vows, hey, it don't say walk away from a cheating man. It tells you to hold on. So like you said, unless she's at the end of her rope and it's consistent, I think she needs to give him another chance. But I make him beg a little bit more. But then I do.
Yeah, because he's right there. He's right there. He did an awesome job apologizing in front of everybody. So I thought that was awesome.
I know. Me too.
You know, I thought it was cute and well thought out. I mean, anytime somebody thinking something through like that, or even paying somebody to think something for you and you willing to do whatever they tell you, I'm already mushy at that point. I'm mush marshmallow after that anyway. So yeah, she done changed her point of view since then anyway. So by the time we blink, they gonna be together if they not already. Well, Gina G, tell everybody where they can find you, because we'll be on for Christmas, right? Next Wednesday, it'll be me, you, and we'll have one guest. So it'll be just us, and we'll be talking about family. I hope Jimmy's available so he can come on, and anybody else around, you can come on and be our special guest. We just make it a family show. And those of you that are at home for Christmas and you want to, I mean, the day after, and you just done ate too much and you just sitting around, turn us on. Tell everybody to turn us on, because we're just going to make it all about fun, and you get to know us a little better, know some of our family members and things like that. Isn't that exciting, Gina?
Yes, it is. I cannot wait.
Where can everybody follow you?
You guys can follow me at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny, on all social sites.
All right. And me, you can follow me on and everything. Gina R. Prince, or Dr. Gina Prince. Or you can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. All right, you guys, we got to go. We way out of time. Wish we could have had more time to get the Trinity, but we'll get that next week. We got the What She Say that's coming up next week. And we might have something quite special, even extra, me and Gina G can come up with before then. So you can be excited about joining us next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on BBS Radio. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you. Until next time. What is it, Gina? Thank you. Thank you. My body and soul.